Aircheckdownloads.com.
You're listening to The Night Shift on Metro Radio with Ian Hughes. That's the music from War and Youngblood. She sounds like a bit of Youngblood on the radio, is she, really? How you feeling this morning? All right? Ooh, you're going to have a thick head later on this morning, aren't you, Sal? Like a dedication on the programme anytime this morning between now and 6 o'clock. The phone number is Tyneside 488-3131. Tyneside 488-3131. Somebody who's done that is Bill Beatty. Would like to mention to Sonia Marler, the best of luck on your engagement announced tonight. And to Alma at Doxford Park in Sunderland, would like to say hello to all of her mates and anybody that she knows. Good morning to you. Now, the age-old saying is that the way to a man's heart is certainly through his stomach. And I've got to admit, the way to my heart, or one of the ways to my heart, is certainly through my stomach. I really appreciate food. I really enjoy going out for a nice meal or sitting down having a nice meal. I can't stand sort of tatty service when I go out to a restaurant or something like that. That really winds me up. I love food. And the topic we'll be talking about fairly shortly is Valentine cakes, of all things. It's going to be quite a trend this year, apparently, to not only send your Valentine a card, but to bake him or her a cake. We should be finding out more about that fairly soon. The other side of Fleetwood Mac from 1978 with Rhiannon. Never get tired of hearing that track. Fleetwood Mac with Rhiannon. As I mentioned, Valentine's Day is almost upon us once again. It's next Thursday, isn't it? So, I mean, what are we going to do about it? Send a card again? Why not try something a little different this year? Stella Joyce, who's the home economist to McDougal's Flour, suggests the age-old trick of getting to your lover through his or her stomach. It's time, Stella told reporter Pat Rowe, to take a look back at the old days when people were more imaginative about this traditional Lover's Day.
Apparently, in the time of Queen Victoria.
Well, Skaggs with a Lido Shuffle, and before that, Stella Joyce with some very delicious and tasty tips for Valentine's Day, or Black Forest Gattos. Oh, I didn't have anything to eat before I came away. And I thought to myself, I'll grab something to eat before I have to come on the programme, and I won't have to think about food at all. And that sent my taste buds going. We've even got more coming up in a while as well, talking about perfect pancakes as it's Shrove Tuesday on the 19th. That'll be sometime between 4 and 5 o'clock. Good grief. Actually, talking of Valentine's Day, I've been invited to a smashing Valentine's party, which is on Thursday night, with the idea and the theme of pink, as, of course, pink is one of the trendy colours for 1985, so they say. Pink and peach and the sort of pastel shades have come back for this year. And the idea on Valentine's night, which is a great idea, one of the big nightclubs in town has thought of an idea of having a pink party night. And they've got all pink cocktails, there's all sorts of things going on, so rummage through my wardrobe and see what I can find that's pink. I think I've got a couple of pink ties somewhere. Good stuff. 10 minutes to 3 o'clock. If you like a dedication, Tyneside 488-3131, the number to ring.
Aircheckdownloads.com.